When the ninth month of the year draws to a close, an eerie presence starts to crawl from its uneasy grave. The beasts and ghouls of the Halloween season arise to torture the souls of mortal men, women, and children. Beware, dear listener, you have been warned. The Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror are upon us.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror. My name's Carl Pierce, and today I'm going to be talking about the film Fear Street Part 1, 1994. So this is the first film in a three-part trilogy, as most trilogies are, which is exclusive to Netflix, and it's based on the R.L. Stine books of the same name, Fear Street. R.L. Stine, if those who don't know, was the writer of the Goosebumps books. So this film stars, and apologies if I don't pronounce names properly, but Kiana Madrina, Olivia Scott Welsh, Benjamin Flores Jr., Julia Renhawald, I think that's how you pronounce her name, and Maya Hawke, amongst others. They're the top draw cast. And it tells a story of a small town in the USA, as all these films do, that is sort of in the shadow of this other town who's really, really successful. So the town of Shadyside is really, literally, you know, the name describes it. It's very on the nose. This town is down in the dumps, unsuccessful, not prosperous at all. And then the other town, I can't remember what it's called, was a Sunnyside, it might be Sunnyside or Shinydale, something along those lines anyway. Is basically, you know, all the rich people live there, it's all very prosperous, and it's all, you know, lovely and nice and clean and things like that. No violence, no crime. Unfortunately, Shadyside has regularly encountered massacres over the years. So the film starts with this, the current massacre, which happens within a mall. A young lady who works in a bookshop is packing up, and then all of a sudden is getting chased by a masked skull man, and then gets killed, gets stabbed, and then the film goes on from there, following the exploits of the four teenagers, who are Dina, Samantha, Josh, and Kate, who basically trying to find out what's going on with this town. One of the girls, Samantha, discovers a witch's grave and gets a curse and finds out that this is what's happening, and the curse means that the massacres, or the killers of the massacres over the years in Shadyside, the town, they end up chasing her and chasing her friends and trying to kill them. And, you know, this is a really, really enjoyable film, set in 1994. You're talking about, you know, around the era when Scream was out, those sort of slasher films. This is very slasher orientated with a bit of a supernatural twist, and it's really enjoyable. Very similar to Insidious in terms of it doesn't reinvent the wheel. It just does it very well. It does a horror film very well. It's what you'd expect. You get your jump scares. You're getting, you know, the teenage drama going on in between all the killings. You're getting the teenage not being believed by the adults, and the adults not being able to do anything about it. You get the supernatural killings, you get the goriness. There's one fantastic scene which has stuck with me, and again, sorry if you haven't seen it, and spoilers if you haven't seen it, you might want to not listen to this bit, because this is a great horror scene. So one of the girls, they're in a supermarket, and one of the girls gets stabbed in the stomach, and then she gets thrown onto the counter, and on the counter is a, now I thought it was a meat cutter, but I've just been reading up about the film, it's actually a bread cutter. So it's like these sort of about five or six saws, tiny saws, all sort of vertical, and this masked killer basically takes her and slowly feeds her into this bread slicer, right head first, and it's just it's so gruesome, so gory. I mean, imagine dying that way. It would be horrible way to go. And you know, it's that's what you see in these films. You want to see in these films. You want to see things that you don't want to happen to you or anyone you know. It's sort of horrific things. You know, they're called horror films. It is a horrific way to die. It's not the only horrific way in the film, but it's one of the ones that stuck with me. So it's a really interesting film. As I say, I've only watched part one up to now. There are two other parts. So part two is set in 1978. And from the trailer, it's set on a camp, sort of, it looks like it's a bit of a homage to Friday the 13th with Jason Voorhees, but we'll see. And then the last part, which is part three, obviously, is set in 1666. So, looking at the posters and knowing a little bit about the first film, I imagine we're going to see the origins of the witch, which, yeah, is going to be interesting. It got 6.2 on IMDb, and it's about right. Maybe a little bit higher, but it's about right. Now, episode done the other day about Insidious, I think that got about 6 point something as well, maybe 6.4 or something like that. Not 100% sure. Now, I would say Insidious is well better than this. Let me just find out what it was for Insidious. Let's see. So, the rating for Insidious, 2010... was 6.8, yeah. So I would probably rate Insidious a little bit higher, maybe 7.5 at a very push, being a very generous day. This got 6.2. It's probably about right. But again, it's interesting to see that these horror films get rated reasonably low compared to other films. I mean, you know, in the sixes, it's an average film in them terms, but it's really enjoyable, and I think it's perfect for the Halloween season. I do intend to watch part two and part three, so when I've watched them, I will do a little mini episode about them as well, and I'm looking forward to them. As I say, it looks the part. It looks like an 80s slasher. I know it's set in 1994, but it's got all them feelings. It's got like sort of neon lights. It doesn't look like 1994 at all, but it's got those neon lights. It's got like, it's very dark and dim. It's well shot. It's well acted. I was convinced by the characters. You know, the CGI is all great and that, and yeah, and the jump scares were good. As I say, there's a few gruesome deaths, and that's exactly what you want in these films. You want to see, strangely, you want to see teenagers getting hacked to bits, and that's what you see in these films. So, you know, can't complain. So I would definitely recommend this for the Halloween season, and let us know what you think. You want to get in contact on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can email us chatandflicks@hotmail.com. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
What the hell?
This is exactly why you have no friends.
Look, some gal killed a bunch of people at the mall last night.
Holy shit.
Another Shady Side tragedy. Fits the narrative, right?
Sarah Fear's back.
Christ, not you too.
There's no angry dead witch. The only thing that made him go crazy is this town.
The dude was wearing a Halloween skull mask. How is that not fun?
Guys, I think there's someone in the woods.
We're together for one night, and dead people are trying to kill us. Maybe we are doomed.
She was so sexy, but so crazy.
Normal bitches don't bleed black blood.
I'm looking at you, witch nerd!
You can't stop it.